It was a warm September night in Harbor Beach. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen joined by the broadcast team last night for what many referred to as the backyard brawl. Up late at Harbor Beach on the turf at HB, and let's get a sense of this contest last night. In this compacted replay, you'll notice that Clark and Dave are both wearing shorts.
First drive this evening. Into Harbor Beach territory by 4 yards at the 46-yard line. 0-0 ball game in the 73rd edition of the Backyard Brawl. Evan Bruski under center, surveying the prairie, three-men backfield. There's the snap, first and 10, a handoff to Mark Heilig, finds the seam. He's out, and he has the first down all the way across the 35 and drags his defenders all the way down to the 30-yard line. A huge run from the 46 all the way down to the 30. Probably getting yardage in chunks to start this ball game. Hand off to Aiden Makoviak right up the gut. Gets down to about the 22-yard line for a 3-yard gain on that one. On a 2nd and 5, we'll set up a 3rd down and 2. 7 minutes remain in the first quarter. Ubley, 1st and 10 from the Harbor Beach 18-yard line. 0-0 ball game. Hand off to Aiden Makoviak. Dragging his defender all the way down to the 12-yard line before he is stopped. A 6-yard gain on the bottom of that pile. Dustin Emmerich with a few grass stains at the back of his jersey. 3rd down, yard to go inside the Harbor Beach 10. 0-0 ball game, 5:48 and counting here in the first quarter. From the 7-yard line, wing T to the right, 2 men in the backfield, wing back to the right. Evan Bruski under center, handoff to Aiden Makoviak, lowering the shoulder. He's in, touchdown, Ubley. With 5:05 remaining in the first quarter, Ubley strikes first blood. And a 7-yard run from Aiden Makoviak into the end zone for the first score of the night.
Minute 28-6.
Our reach nothing. Left in the first quarter, 7-0.
Do you think these teams know each other a little bit?
Just
there,
a little bit. Just a little bit. Our reach coming out of the first timeout. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Benson Harper, Jason Oblock left to the right. Jacob Booms, Babcock in the shotgun. Back to pass on a give and go. It's nearly intercepted. It is intercepted by Mark Heilig inside the 5, and he's finally brought down at the 5-yard line. And brought down by Jace Knobloch, chasing him down. And it's the first turnover, goes in favor of the Ubley Bearcats with a minute 16 left in the first quarter. 12 minutes left in the second quarter now. We're out of the second quarter. It's Ubley 7, Harbor Beach nothing. Ubley facing a 3rd down and 4 from their own 26-yard line. This drive set up by an interception in the end zone as Harbor Beach was facing a 3rd and goal to go from the 6, and they threw it in the end zone and intercepted by Ubley's defense. And now Ubley with 7 points in tow in the lead with 12 minutes for the half.
10 minutes, 44 seconds to go in this first half. Ubley 7, Harbor Beach nothing. Pirates back on offense. 9:48 left in the second quarter. It's 7-0. Harbor Beach facing a 3rd down in a country mile. Ed Clumps on the sidelines. What's the take from the Harbor Beach side?
Well, Harbor Beach seems to be beating themselves a little bit with some mental errors. Troy Schelke told the boys to stay the course. They're moving the ball. Just keep your head in the game. Avoid the mistakes, and they will move the ball.
Well, they didn't move the ball there on a 3rd down and 22 as Troy Wells got the handoff, and he's met immediately by Cannon Bruski in the backfield for no gain. Got him back to the original line of scrimmage. Nothing more, though. So Harvey tracing a 4th down and 22 from their own 36-yard line.
Anything is possible.
And that is indeed the punt, and this one's nearly blocked, but it's a good punt away from Tan Babcock. Rolls her out of bounds at the Ubley 32-yard line as Tan Babcock was actually run into. And it's going to be a 1st and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 32-yard line with a 7-0 lead.
8 to go. Ubley up 7-0. Come back on the field.
Bruski in her center. Heilig wide left at the wingback spot outside of the tight end. Bruski gets the snap. Quarterback keeper on left end. Evan Bruski has 1 man to beat. He's in. Touchdown, Ubley. Evan Bruski scampers in from 11 yards out for the 2nd score of the night for the Ubley Bearcats. With 4:15 left in the second quarter, it's now 13-0. Ubley leading the Harbor Beach Pirates.
And utilizing Mark Heilig as that extra tight end, so to speak, that running back over top the end. You see him sell that run up the middle again, keep it himself, follows Heilig, follows that tight end around the outside, and there's nobody there. Keep up with him. He makes Benson Harper miss and strolls into the end zone, and Ubley goes up 13-0. PAT on the way.
Brett Mueller awaiting the kick. It is up, and it is through the uprights. It's 14-0. 4:15 left in the first half of the WLW's.
Good preparation so far this week by Ubley on defense, slowing down this Harbor Beach offense since the first series.
So they'll start at their own 24-yard line, left to right across your radio. 2:37 left in the first half. Wing T to the left, same formation as we saw last drive. And quarterback keeper for Evan Bruski. He has room to run. He has the first down. He has 1 man to beat. He's across midfield. It's a foot race into Harbor Beach territory. 2 men are tracking him down. And he's finally brought down by Jacob Booms inside of the 30, all the way down to the 23-yard line. Started at the 24, and he ends up at the 23, except on the other side of the 50. Big run for Evan Bruski. Quarterback keeper cuts back inside, gets down close to the goal line. Is he in? No word yet from the officials. And now they are signaling touchdown. Delayed signal there, but touchdown Ubley with 25 seconds left in the second quarter. It's now 20-0, Ubley leading the Harbor Beach Pirates. And the PAT is blocked. No good. So the score remains 20-0. Ubley leading by 20 points with 25 seconds before the half is over. From the Bearcats, and his quarterback keeper, Evan Bruski, cuts back inside. He's going to be first met at the four-yard line and somehow gets all the way down to the one-yard line. A heck of a run from Evan Bruski before Denton Babcock can scoop him up at the one, stopping him short of the end zone line.
Down right at the one-yard line.
Bruski under center. Hand off to Seth Maurer. He's in the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Ubley. 2:35 left in the third quarter, and Ubley tacks on their fourth score of the evening. It is now 26-0 with 2:35 left in the third. Trying to make this a 28-point lead. Evan Bruski hands off to Seth Maurer, and he's in. Two-point conversion is good as well. He gets the touchdown. He gets the two-point conversion. 2:35 left in the third. 28-0. Ubley leading the Harbor Reach. It's 28-0. Ubley leading the Harbor Reach Pirates in the 73rd edition of the Backyard Brawl. Dave Hansen, Clark Ramsey, Doug Gold, Dan Banky, and Ed Klump with your call tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Reach. Beautiful summer evening here in mid-September in Harbor Reach. Sending two receivers wide each way. Shea Woodkey keeping Babcock company. That's it in the backfield. Throwing downfield, he has Jace Knobloch. It is brought in at the 30-yard line of Ubley. Perfect throw. Caught and thrown into the position. Only Jace Knobloch could bring that in. In coverage, Caden Ozentowski cannot defend that one. And it has moved the chains from all the way down to the Ubley 28. Third down, two to go from the Ubley 10-yard line. 11-19 remains in regulation. Sending two wide each way. Harper and Knobloch. Less than 10 on the play clock. Pass, looking back. Babcock throws, and it's intercepted at the 5-yard line by Mark Heiligan. This could be a pick six. It's Mark Heiligan against Tan. Babcock cuts back in field. He's across midfield and goes right down the sideline, and he is going to be gone. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Mark Heilig runs 95 yards in after intercepting the pass, and this one's in for the score, and the fifth score of the night. It's now Ubley 34. Harbor Reach nothing, 10:54 left in the fourth. A huge minute 25 remains. It's a handoff to Seth Maurer going to the near end zone goal corner, and it's touchdown Ubley. Touchdown Seth Ubley. Maurer from 9 yards out tacks on score number six for the Ubley Bearcats with 1:19 remaining in the fourth quarter. It is now 41-0, and Mueller's kick is up, and it is good. It is now 42-0. Final score. Over the Harbor Beach Pirates, the Ubley Bearcats will steamroll their way through week number four and take out the other orange and black team and take the 73rd edition of the Backyard Brawl in commanding fashion. Final score, 42 for Ubley, 0 for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
And aside from Ubley at Harbor Beach, there were a number of other shutouts last night. Armada shut down Emily City 48-0. The FedEx had just totally nuked the Reese Rockets, 52-0. It was Bay City All Saints muting Kaysville, 36-0. Cass City silenced Memphis, 70-0. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, interesting score here. Blanked Unionville Seaboyne, 2-0. Other action saw the Crossville Lexington Pioneers win by defeating Algonac with a forfeit, and the North Huron Warriors ripped Carsonville Port Sadillac 20-8. Millington slammed Carrollton 57-14. Peck Pirates dusted Ashley 42-26, and Vassar stopped Caro 19-14. This is WLEW Sports, where you can click sports at thumbnet.net.
I love your mercy and to praise your holy name every day. I want to go out and say, I love Jesus. I want to praise you, you're my Lord. You're my staff and you're my sword. You give me everything I need. I love you so much. I want to praise you. I want to serve you, Lord. The cross to save our souls in hopes that our hearts would be whole. Sacrificed your precious life because you loved people. You take the burdens off my back. You give me courage I might lack.
love to sit down with Mary. I want to know some things. Won't be able to ask her those questions till I get to heaven, but I did write a few of them down.